the amazing Amazon. Amazon this week backed off a variety of very interesting key A9 search functions. And among them was the ability for the system to remember just about every search the site visitor has ever done. And the other more interesting capability was they had done video in front of a huge number of locations across the United States. And when you did a search for it, you could see the storefront, you could see that location. So they'd invested an awful lot of money into it, a lot of effort into it. It was actually last Friday, apparently, that they pulled the plug on a lot of those capabilities with not a lot of explanation. So let me throw it over to the panel. Ken, what is your take on this?
Evan, I'm thinking it's the privacy and ethical issues and controversies surrounding this kind of information about individuals that may have given them cold feet had them back off. You know, I know there are a lot of other capabilities within this A9 search functionality, but I think the overriding, at least in my read of this, the overriding issues are really privacy and the ethical issues.
I think that makes perfect sense. The only problem I have with the privacy concern rationale is that would have cropped up. Say what you will about Amazon, they do think things through, particularly something that is as expensive and elaborate as this to deliver. I could see that having caused them not to launch it or having done something else, but once they've launched and it's been operating for several months, it seems an odd time for suddenly them to figure out privacy concerns. The other issue is I haven't heard a lot of, there's been no litigation to my knowledge, there's not been a lot of privacy attacks on A9. So it seems odd that if that was going to be the derailment, that it wouldn't have derailed it long ago.
My immediate predilection would have to be, this is a cost-saving issue. To roll back on an initiative that was begun with force, with a lot of fanfare, however many months back, my immediate reaction is this has just got to be a cut bait scenario.
They couldn't find a way to monetize it. That my initial guess was not that it was a privacy concern, that there was some other moral issue, but simply that they weren't able to get advertisers to pay extra for it, and that the cost to continue to do this was going to spiral out of control, and unless they've been able to get someone to start sponsoring and paying for it, it didn't make fiscal sense.
I think one of the other issues was that they're not getting very many people to use this search capability. I think I had read where like less than 1% or 1% of the searches in total that are being done on the net are being done via this technology, versus Google's overriding ownership of the space, and just not many people are using the A9 search function. Do you think that has something to do with why they dropped it out, and therefore no ad revenue, et cetera, et cetera?
I think so. I mean, the idea that it wasn't, it all goes under the same heading of they weren't able to make any money from it, and this was a very expensive capability to offer. The other thing to throw out, and this is from a purely business perspective, is not only was it very expensive, but one could argue that I could see Google it making more sense for, but Amazon, it really was a very secondary capability. It didn't seem that strategic to their core objective. Now, their core objective has certainly been diluted and magnified, and they've gone in 50 different areas, so it's hard to say what Amazon's core positioning is, but one could probably make an argument that this wasn't it.
Video storefront idea is a fascinating idea, and I see that as the future unfolding before us of how people shop. I mean, certainly people are as research from Best Buy and others confirms that most people who go in and buy product are searching out details of the product, understanding feedback from various user groups, and quality of each product that they choose. But they're also going to be looking at the location they're going to. I think, as we discussed earlier, if if the front sidewalk isn't shoveled in New York City, you're not going to the Best Buy.
I think it raises the point that you raised about not being their core business seems like a really valid one, too, because here you've got something that actually takes people away from shopping at Amazon. Now, offering it as a service through the e-commerce platform services that they provide to other retailers, I could see that, but if they couldn't convince a retailer to pay for something like that, then that's where I would see a challenge in continuing to offer a service like this.
Yeah, I mean, we see a lot of people grasping at straws right now, trying to elevate the level of search functionality, whether it's through different engines, you know, adding binoculars and whatnot. At the end of the day, if it's not paying for itself, if the revenue's not there, then really what's the purpose in continuing?